Okay, good morning, everybody. Frelich and Shushan Purim. Today's daf is a Kedushin, Daf Yadali. This is Elisha Graf sitting for Rabbi Leibowitz, who has flown across the pond. He's enjoying a weekend in the UK. So I'll be with you until Tuesday morning. The rabbi will be back, God willing, Tuesday morning next week. So Daf Yadalit is going to begin with the conclusion, actually, of the discussion of the first mission of the Masechta, which had been talking about the various ways with which a man could be Mekadesh a woman, and the mission had concluded with various ways with which a Yavam could be Kone a Yavama, and how a Yavama goes free. So it was drawing a distinction, or potentially drawing a distinction, between the way in which a Yavama is Nikne and goes free, and the way in which a regular woman, a regular Isha, is Nikne and goes free. So we'll begin with that. That will take us through Yudalid. Yadalad Ahmed Aleph will describe or discuss both the ways in which the Yavama, is acquired and the ways in which the Yavama goes free. And then the Mishnah on top of Yadalad Ahmed Beis is going to transition a little bit, but is going to follow the same course of discussion with respect to an Eved Ivri. So we had started the Masechta again with how a woman is Nikne and goes free, and then we're going to continue in the second mission of the Masechta with a discussion of how an Eved is Nikne and goes free. So we'll talk about the various different types of Eved Ivri that there are, and see potential distinctions in the method of being Kone and Eved Ivri. There are certainly distinctions in which the different types of Eved Ivri go free. So we'll start that discussion, probably get into the middle of a debate as to whether we make gzeirah shava, sachir, to compare the din of an Eved who is sold by Beis Din and an Eved who is sold, and an Eved who sells himself. So we'll discuss all this in greater detail in the back half of today's shiur. So we left off, Rabbi Leibowitz left off yesterday, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, two lines up from the bottom, the two dots, where it says, Vayavama Niknes Bebiya, that a Yavama could be Niknes Bebiya, that if a Yavam does Bia with the Yavama, then he is Kone the Yavama. So says the Gemara, Bebiya Minalan, so how do we know that the Yavam is Kone the Yavama with Bia? So says the Gemara, Amar Kra, it's a pasuk. It says Yavama Yavo Alea, that the Yavama does that the Yavam does Bia with the Yavama, v'lekacha lo leisha, and he takes her as a wife. So it's mafurish in the pasuk that Bia works to be Kona a Yavama. So says the Gemara, Ve'ema Lakula Milsa Ki'isha. Well, maybe the comparison that the pasuk is trying to draw when it says Ulukacha Lo Leisha means not only specifically that the Yavam could be Kona the Yavama through Bia. In other words, why are you focusing on the first part of the pasuk where it says Yavama Yavo Alea? Focus on the latter part of the pasuk where it says Ulukacha Lo Leisha and Ve'ema Lakula Milsa Ki'isha. And just like a regular woman is Nikne not only with Bia but also through Kesef and Shtar, maybe the Yavama is likewise Nikne through Kesef and Shtar. So says the Gemara, Lo Salka Daitach, Tanya. We can't say that because we have a Mefurisha Braisa, Yochel Yu Kesef Ishtar Gomrim Ba Kederech She Abia Gomeres Ba, because we already have a Braisa that thought about this issue. Maybe the proper limit is to say, just like Kesef Ishtar is Kone by a regular woman, so too Kesef Ishtar will be Kone by Yavama as well. Tamid Lomar V'yibma. Not only did we have the Pasuk of Yavamo Yavo Alea, it also says, later on in the same Pasuk, it says V'yibma. So if you look in the margin over here by the Torah, the Pasuk is so one of the brothers dies, there's no son. The woman can't marry anybody else, but Yavama Yavo Aleha, Ulukacha Lo Leisha, V'yibma. So there were two Lashonos, of Yavam and Bia. So the Gemara is now learning that V'yibma, it comes to say for the second time for emphasis that Yavamo Yavaleh is really the only way that you're able to affect the Kinyan over here, or the Kedushin, by Yibam. So the limit is that Bia Gomeres Ba Vein Kesef Ishtar Gomrim Ba, that Bia is Gomer by a Yavama. However, Kesef and Shtar is not gomer by a Yavama. So Rashi explains over here what's the limud. So the Rashi in the second to last wide line says Bia Viibma. First of all, is Bia Mashma, is Mashma Bia, and says Rashi Shina Lava Kashana Lava Kosov La'akev. So there is a principle there's a principle when you're doresh psukim, and it generally applies with respect to kachim, but and therefore the other mafarshim explained that Rashi's not being literal. It's not really an application of shana val kasav la'akev, because shana val kasav la'akev is by kachim. But what the pasuk is obviously emphasizing here is that this is the way to be kone the yavama, because the pasuk mentions twice, the Torah mentions twice in the same pasuk, the yibma, which is a lashon of yavama, yavo alev, the yibma, which is mashma, that you're kone only through bia, and not through kesef and shtar. So says the Gemara, well, that's how I know that the yavama is only nikne with bia, and not with kesef and shtar. So says the Gemara Viter, ve'ema mai v'yibma debal karcha miyabim. How do you know that v'yibma, that you should use that as a drasha of shana levakasav la'akev to teach me that it's coming back to the beginning of the pasuk? It's referring back to the beginning of the pasuk of yavamo yavama yavo alea. Maybe it's coming to teach me a totally separate halacha that the yibma means that the brother of the husband can do yibum even bal karcha, even against the woman's will. So says the Gemara, so in a chanami, you're right, and Rashi points out that in Meseches Yevamos, we taka do have a drasha that says v'yevma means that he could do it val karcha of the isha, but says the Gemara, im kein lemakra via bum. It could have said via or via beim. It could have said something more shorthand than v'yevma. So it could have used a shorter lashon, my v'yevma. Why does it use the lashon of v'yevma? Shama mina atarti, because we learn from here two halachas. First, we do learn the halacha that the yavam can perform the yibum bal karcha. And again, Rashi points out, because we have a brisa that tells us specifically in Maseches Yevamos that it is possible to perform the mitzvah of yibum bal karcha. But because it says v'yibma instead of v'yavam, we also learn that it's shana lavakasav la'akev, and it comes to emphasize that the only way that the yavam can be kone the yavama is through bia, but not through kesef and shtar, unlike a regular wife who could be nikne through either of the three ways. So says the Gemara Viter. So now we've spoken about how the yavam can be kone the yavama, and it's only through a single way. It's only through bia. And the Mishnah then concluded that the Yavama is Kona herself, that the Yavama goes free, if you will, from the Yavam, either with Chalitza or with Mitzas HaYavam. So says the Gemara, we're first going to deal with Chalitza. So says the Gemara, so b'Chalitza minolan. So how do we know? So how do we know that the Yavama goes free with Chalitza? So Rashi is bothered over here. Chalitza minolan. We have psukim in the Chumash that talk about doing Chalitza. So how could you even have a Havamina that the Yavama is not going to go free with Chalitza? So Rashi says, well, obviously, according to the Havamina of the Gemara, what you would have to explain is that there certainly is a mitzvah. If the Yavam doesn't want to do Yibam, there certainly is a mitzvah for him to do Chalitza. And the Chalitza that the Torah was talking about is the mitzvah of Chalitza. But how do I know that mitzvah of Chalitza that the Yavam does with the Yavama actually has the capacity to free her? That's what we're going to be Doresh. That's what we're going to be Doresh here. So says the Gemara Minalan, how do we know this? Tichsiv, because it says, V'nikra Shmo B'Yisrael, that his name should be called in Yisrael throughout all of Klal Yisrael, Beis Chalutz Hanal. So says the Gemara, what's the drasha? Kivan shechalatz banal, because she did the chalitza, because she spat in his shoe, hutra lekol Yisrael, she becomes mutter to all of Klal Yisrael. So right, the beginning of the pasuk is v'nikra shmo b'Yisrael, she's known b'Yisrael, beis chalatz banal, because once she does the chalitza, nikra shmo b'Yisrael. Once she does the chalitza, she's mutter to everybody in Klal Yisrael. So says the Gemara, oi, nice drasha, but don't we need the Yisrael for something else? So hi Yisrael, lahachidasa. Does the Yisrael over here, does the reference to Yisrael here in the Pasuk come to teach me this halacha? Hami baile, lichadatani Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. I thought we need that to teach me that halacha, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. That B'Yisrael, what does B'Yisrael mean? It means bebeistin shel Yisrael, below bebeistin shel ovdei kochavim. It means that the chalitza has to be performed in front of a beistin shel Yisrael, and not in front of a beistin shel ovdei kochavim. So the Ritva here is bothered. What in the world? There's a havamina that what you would do is you would perform the chalitza in front of a beistin shel ovdei kochavim. Chalitza is a Jewish ritual. Chalitza is not anything that a beistin. It's not like you're taking somebody to a dina mamana, so you would go to a beistin shel ovdei kochavim. What in the world would you be doing here? So the Ritva says no. The havamina is that the havamina is not that the chalitza could be done in front of an actual beistin shel akum. Rather, the chiddush from the fact that the pasuk says be Yisrael is that the dayanim who are presiding on this beistin, who are overseeing the chalitza, have to be super Jews. So what does it mean that they have to be a super Jew? Says the Ritva, they have to be Jewish on both the father's side and the mother's side. Usually, obviously, it's enough to be Jewish on the mother's side, and that's enough to consider yourself a Jew, because we follow matrilineal descent. Says the Ritva, because of the use of the word Yisrael here, what the Gemara means is that basin shel ovdei kochavim, the fact that it has to be a basin shel Yisrael, it means it has to be a basin comprised of dayanim or Jewish on both sides of their lineage. So says that, but anyway, the point in the Gemara is, don't we need the Yisrael to teach us that? So how do we know then that once she does chalitza, then she becomes muteres l'kol Yisrael? So says the Gemara, well, that's easy, because trei Yisrael k'sivi, because it says the word Yisrael in the psukim twice over here. So says the Gemara, but I need the second Yisrael to teach me yet another halacha. V'akati mi bo'ele, but I still need it, l'chadetanya, to teach me the following. Am Rav Yehuda, pam achas hayinu yoshvim uflame Rabbi Tarfon. One time we were sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfon by his basin, ubasa yavama lachlots, and the yavama came in front of him to do chalitza. V'yamar lanu, and he said to us, anu kolchem v'yamru, all of you should answer, chalutzanal, chalutzanal, that in response to the chalitza, you have to say chalutzanal, so you actually have to articulate that. So don't we learn from the second reference of Yisrael, that all of the Jews who are observing the chalitza have to answer, and that it's an interactive process. So the first Yisrael comes to teach me I need base and soil Yisrael. The second Yisrael comes to teach me everybody has to answer. Nothing is left to teach me that once she does chalitza, she becomes muteris l'kol Yisrael. So says the Gemara, well, no, we don't learn the halacha that everybody who's present has to answer chalutzanol, chalutzanol, from the fact that it says v'Yisrael. That's hahu mivenikra shmo nafka. It says mivenikra V'nikra Shmo be Yisrael. So V'nikra Shmo says, well, everybody has to refer to him. How do they refer to him? They refer to him by having everybody who's assembled saying Chalitzanol, Chalitzanol, Chalitzanol. One reference to Yisrael teaches me that the Chalitza has to be done in front of a basin Shal Yisrael. The second reference to Yisrael teaches me that once the Chalitza is performed, she becomes Muteres L'kol Yisrael, because Chalitza has the ability to free her from the Zikas Yibum. So says the Gemara Viter. So that was the first way that the Yavama goes free, is with Chalitza. And the second way that the Yavama goes free is with B'misas HaYavam, with the death of the Yavam. So says the Gemara Minolan, how do we know that once the Yavam dies, then the Yavama goes free, then the Zika is broken? So says the Gemara, Kal V'chomer. It's a Kal V'chomer from a regular wife. Uma Eshes Ish, Shehi B'chenek, Misas HaBal Mati Rasa, Madach and Eshes Ish. Who is? There's an iser chenek if she has relations outside her marriage. Mises abal mati rasa. Once her husband dies, as we learned yesterday, once her husband dies, she goes out. The marriage is broken. Then yavama shehi balav. A yavama, she's not usser beisr chenek to have relations with everybody except for the yavam. There's an isr lav for anybody to have a relationship with anybody else besides the yavam. But there's no isr chenek, so we see that the yavama is a weaker isr than the isr of eshes ish. So certainly lo kol shkein. So then certainly she should be able to go free. That the zika should be broken. The zika Yibam should be broken with the Misas HaYavam, because the basic philosophy over here is that if Misa can break the even stronger relationship of marriage, Kal V'chomer, it's got to be able to break the weaker relationship of a Yavam and a Yavama. So says the Gemara, well, maybe not. Mal Eishes Ish Shekein Yotzei Spaget Tomer Bezu Shein Yotzei Spaget. So yeah, an Eishes Ish might be more Chomer, in that the Isser may be an Isser of Chenek, and the Isser of Yavama might be an Isser Lav. But the Eishes Ish, the ishus is actually an easier legal status to break, because we just saw that the ishus can be broken with a get, but a yavama cannot be broken, but the zikas ibum cannot be broken with a get. So maybe arguably it's easier to break the status of ishus than it is to break the status of yavama, and maybe therefore the misas hayavam should not permit the yavama to go free. So says the Gemara, okay, you're right. There is get by an Eishes Ish. There is no get by a Yevama. But what did we just say there is by a Yevama? There's Chalitza. So of course there's an alternative way for the Yevama to go free. So Hainami Yotzes b'Chalitza. Well, she also goes free. She also goes free with Chalitza. So if you look in Tosfos here, the top Tosfos, it says Kivan the Chalitza b'makom get lo Kivan the Chalitza b'makom get lo chashav lo pircha. So the Gemara's basic point is not that Chalitza is somehow the equivalent of get, whatever. All that we're saying is you can't assume that it's easier to break the status of Ishus than it is easier to break the status of Yibum, or of a Yavama rather, because, oh, well, the Isha goes out through a means other than Misa Sabal. Well, hello, so does the Yavama. The Yavama also goes free through a means other than Misa Sabal, and it's through Chalitza. So both the Isha and Yavama go free through something else, and they also go free through Misa Sabal. So it's fine. So says the Gemara, well, maybe not. Elamala Eishes Ish, Shekain Osra Matira. Well, look at what Misa Sabal accomplishes by an Eishes Ish. By an Eishes Ish, who is Mekadesh the woman? It's the husband. So the husband creates the Isser for everybody else. Because once the husband does Kedushin on the woman becomes Asser to everybody else in Klal Yisrael. So the death of the one who Assered her is now going to be Mater her. So that makes sense. But by an Eishes Ish, the one who assers her is mater her. But by a Yavam, who assered her? The one who assered her was the Yavam's brother. It was the original Baal who assered her when he did Kedushin on her. And now we're going to say that the death of the Yavam, who's an outsider with respect to that arrangement, with respect, he had no role in the act that created the Isser. Now you're going to say that his death breaks that Isser? Not so great. Some Ravashi, well, Hanami Osra Matira. Yavam Osra, Yavam Sharila. The whole reason that there's a Zikas Yibam and the reason that she remains Usur B'Isra Lav to people after her husband dies is because there's a Yavam here. If there is no Yavam, if there is no brother, then what happens? The husband dies, or if she has kids for that matter, if the husband dies, she goes out for the marriage. She goes free. Misa Sabal does the trick. The only reason there's a Zika is because there's a Yavam. So the Yavam creates the Zika. The death of the Yavam therefore breaks the Zika. So that's the same thing. So says the Gemara, well, v'tehei eishes ish yotzes b'chalitza. Let's come back to something that we mentioned, or let's come back to something that we alluded to a minute ago. So right now, again, we're trying to compare the methods in which an isha goes free from the marriage and in which a yavama goes free from Rizikas Yibam. And we were saying, well, they both go free with Misa Sabal. And then, with respect to the Isha and the Yavam, we have a distinction. The Isha goes free with a get. Eishes Ish goes free with a get. And the Yavama goes free with Chalitza. So says the Gemara, well, how do I know now that an Eishes Ish doesn't go free with Chalitza? So, v'tei Eishes Ish yotza b'chalitza mekal v'chomer. Uma Yavama she'ena yotza spiget. Yotza b'chalitza madach Yavama, where a get doesn't work to free her. But this Chalitza works to free her. So zu sheyotze beget. So an Eishes Ish who does go free with the get, ain't a din sheyotzes bechalitza? Isn't it a kal v'chomer? Isn't it a kal v'chomer that she should go free? That she should go free with chalitza? So it says Tosfos. If you look at the second Tosfos here on the page, Tosfos says this is a weird question. Vim tomar ikol amifrach mali yavama shekein balav. V'lechein dinu sheteitze bekal tomar beishes ish she b'misa. Well, the way we just introduced this whole discussion is that the Isser of an Eishes Ish is more chomer than an Isser of a Yavama, because the Isser of Eishes Ish is an Isser Chenek, and the Isser of a Yavama is an Isser Lav. So how can you say now in the Gemara that just like the Yavama goes free with Chalitza, so too the Eishes Ish should go free with Chalitza? The Gemara just told us a couple of lines ago that Yavama is not as chomer as Eishes Ish because it's only an Isser Lav and not an Isser Chenek. So maybe the Chalitza breaks only the Isser Lav. The Chalitza wouldn't break the Isser Chenek. So what's the Kasha? So it says Tosfos, well, Kivan Shema Veish Lomar, Kivan Shema Sinu She Chalitza Mafkasi Sura Ein Lechalek Ben Chomer Lekal V'Chinami Aminam B'Yavamas. So what Tosfos answers is a little bit dochak over here, but what Tosfos is answering is that what now all of a sudden in the Gemara Shakla Vitaria, the Gemara wants us to ignore this potential distinction between the severity of the Isser by Yavama and the Isser by Ishes Ish, and just focus on the fact that Chalitza has the ability to break this relationship. And once Chalitza has the ability to break a relationship that a get doesn't break, then certainly Chalitza should have the ability to break a relationship that get does break. In other words, Chalitza should work by Eishes Ish to be Mafkia the Eishes Ish. So says the Gemara, well, Amar Kra, okay, maybe your limud is good, but we have a Pasuk. So Amar Kra, Sefer Krisus. It says in the Pasuk, Sefer Krisus, by get, Sefer Karsa, get is the only way to release the woman, to release the Eishes Ish, besides Misa Sabal, Vein Davar Acher Karsa. And nothing else besides get works. In other words, Chalitza doesn't work to release the Eishes Ish from her marital status. So it says the Gemara, Vatei Yavama Yotzes Beget, Mikal V'chomer. Well, now let's flip the Kal V'chomer. Maybe now the Yavama should go free with a get from a Kal V'chomer. And what's the Kal V'chomer? Uma Eishes Ish, She'en Yotzes B'chalitza, Madachin Eishes Ish, who doesn't go out with Chalitza, she only goes out with a get because of the Limud Sefer Krisus that we just saw. Yotzes Beget, Zu, She Yotzes B'chalitza, the Yavama who goes free with Chalitza, isn't it a Kal V'chomer that get should work? In other words, if get works where Chalitza doesn't, certainly get should work where Chalitza does. So the Yavama should go free with a get. Says the Gemara, Amar Kra, Kacha. The Pasuk says, Kacha, V'kacha Ikuba, V'kacha Ikuba. It says, Kacha Yasal, you know, Kacha, it says in the Gemara over here, Kacha Yasal Ish Asher Lo Yibane Es Beis Achiv. That this is what you should do for a man who doesn't want to build on the bias of his brother, and the Kacha is referring to Chalitza, and Kacha Zikuba, that this is the only way that the Yavama goes free. It's only through Chalitza, but not through Get, even though I might have otherwise learn this Kal V'chomer. So says the Gemara, V'kol hecha di'ika ikuva lo darshi Kal V'chomer. But okay, good. So you have the word kacha, which you want to say is li'ikuva. But I just brought you a Kal V'chomer, right? That madach get works where Chalitza doesn't. Certainly get your work where Chalitza does. And you answered, well, there's an ikuva. But is it true that any time there's an ikuva, any time there's a lashon of ikuva in a pasuk, we're not doresh a Kal V'chomer? Vo yom ha-kippurim, but by yom kippur, dechsiv goro v'chomer. It says by the Sir La Hashem and the Sir La Zazel, it says in Pasuk that the way it's determined which Sar is going to be La Hashem for a Chatas and which Sar is going to be La Zazel is that the Kohen Gadol draws a Goral, he draws lots. And it says with respect to the service on Yom Kippur, it says the Lashon of Chuka, that this is a Chok, it should be a Chok. So anytime it says there's a Chok, it means you have to do it exactly like this. So Chuka is a Lashon of Ikuv. And we have the following Kal V'chomer, V'tanya, and it says in the Braisa, V'yaso Chatas. It says V'yaso Chatas with regard to the Goral procedure. HaGoral osa Chatas, Vein Hashem osa Chatas. And the limud is that only the Goral designates the animal as a Sir Lashem, as a Korban Chatas on Yom Kippur, but designating the animal by name as a Chatas would not affect the same designation. Sheyachol valo dinu, because otherwise you might think there's a Kal V'chomer, ubmam b'makom shelo kiddush ha-Goral, kiddush Hashem, madach in a case where a Goral doesn't work, Kriya Shem does work, and the reference over here, says Rashi, is by somebody who has to bring, says Rashi, the reference over here is somebody who has to bring a Korban Shvua, that he has to bring two birds, one of which is an Ola, and another of which is a Chatas. And how do you designate which one is the Ola and which one is the Chatas? Well, you designate it by saying, this one is the Ola, this one is the Chatas. You designate it by name. and a gorol doesn't work. Let's say the guy decided he didn't want to designate his karbanos by speaking. He wanted to draw lots. He wanted to pretend he's the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So he drew lots. Well, it wouldn't work. So says the Gemara, the rest of the Kal v'Chomer is makom shekidish agorol ein adin sheyikadesh Hashem. In a place where a gorol does work, i.e. Yom Kippur, by the Shnei Sirim, isn't it a Kal v'Chomer that Kriya Shem should work? Because Kriya Shem even works when there is no gorol. Certainly it should work when there is a gorol. Tamalomar v'yasol chatas. So the Gemara says comes the pasuk to teach me v'yaso chatas, that it's the goral hagoral osa chatas vein Hashem osa chatas, that the goral makes the chatas, the goral designates the karban chatas, and Kri Hashem doesn't designate the karban chatas. Anyway, over here what we see is v'taima d'miate kra. The reason over here that we see that only the goral works is because the pasuk says v'yaso chatas, and Rashi explains again v'yaso chatas. Here we are dealing with kachim. This is an example of shana val kasov la'akev. But without the miyat, without this miyat in the pasuk of v'yaso chatas, what would we have had? We would have had a kal v'chomer that says kacha. We would have had rather an ikuva that says chuka. We would have had an ikuva that says chuka. Yet I would have thought to ask from a kal v'chomer, why should I learn this? Why should I learn this ikuv? Why should I learn that chuka's likuva? And why should I learn that only a goral works? I should learn through a kal v'chomer that if goral works, certainly kriya shem should work. So the Gemara answers, well, because there's a meat in the pasuk. Okay, but here there was a meat in the pasuk. But what we see is that we could learn a kal v'chomer, we could darshan a kal v'chomer even when there's an ikuva. So too by yavama. Even though it says the word kacha, we should still darshan a kal v'chomer, and we should say, madach, if get works by an ishes ish who doesn't go free with chalitza, certainly it should work with the yavama, because she does go free with chalitza. So says the Gemara. So just one parenthetical point on this before we get to the answer. There's a Tosfos here right in the middle of the page. So Amar Kra Kacha Ikuva. So says Tosfos. Tosfos says Vim Tomra Minolan Daasya Kacha Lemuta Yavama Miget Duma Asu Lemuta Miisa Sayavam Mimisa Sayavam Shlote Muteres Bimisa Sayavam. So says Tosfos. But how do you know that the word Kacha comes to exclude get? Maybe it comes to exclude Misa Sayavam. Maybe what the Torah is telling me is that the only way the Yavama goes free is through chalitza. So says the Tosfos. V'yesh lomar desfarahu de kacha yeyaseh. It says kacha yeyaseh, that this is what you do to the guy. Lomamayit el yitzias to be de adam. It only is mamayit other yitzias be de adam. The hainu get duma de chalitza the talu ba'asiya el yitzias to be de shemayim to have a memela kagomisa lomamayit. Come on, the Gemara is describing a procedure that somebody does, and then says kacha yeyaseh le'ish. So this is the only way that you can release her. This, in other words, this manual procedure, as opposed to get, which is also a manual procedure, it doesn't come to exclude misas hayavam, which is something that's not in the control of everybody except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just a parenthetical. So, but anyway, where we were in the Gemara, as we said, that even when there is an ikov, we would still be darish a kal v'chomer were it not for the fact that there's a miyad in the pasuk. So over here, we should darshan the kal v'chomer, and I should learn that yavama should go free with a get, just like an ashes ish goes free with a get. So says the Gemara. So Amar Kra La, because it says in the pasuk, La. So it says V'kasav La Sefer Krisos by an ashes ish. It says you write for her a Sefer Krisos. La v'lo yavama, that the Sefer Krisos works only for an ashes ish, not for a yavama. Vema la lishma, maybe it comes to teach me that I have to write the get lishma. So trey looks even, yeah, there is a halacha that you have to write the get lishma, but that's because the word law is written in the pasuk twice. Vakatmi boyle chad lishma, but I need the two usages of the two references to law to teach me different halachas. One to teach me that the get has to be written lishma. V'idach la v'lo l'chaverta, and the other other word law to teach me that the get has to be written for her and not for a friend. What does this mean? So Rashi says that one man we learned in the at the end of Maseches Gittin, that one man cannot be megaresh his two wives with the same get. In other words, you can't use one get and say, I hereby divorce my wife Rachel and my wife Leah. You have to you have to divorce only one woman with a single get. So Ella Mark Ra, no. You're right. I don't learn the fact that get doesn't apply to Yavama from the word v'kosav lo sefer krisos. I learned that from a drasha legabe, from a drasha regarding the chalitza itself. It says beitz chalutz hanal. So hanal in midiach rini lo. So it teaches me that she goes free only with this procedure, with the chalitza procedure that has to do with nal. She doesn't go free through any other procedure. So v'hai nal lahachi yudasa. Does the word nal come to teach me that hamiboyle lechadatanya nal lo? It says in the pasuk nalo, how do I know that she has to use his shoe to spit in nal shel kol adam minale? How do I know that she can use any shoe to spit in? It doesn't dafka have to be his shoe. So tamalomar nal riba, because it says nal instead of nalo, nal riba comes to include anybody else's shoe. So it says the gemara, well, im kei mal tamalomar nalo. But if it's nal, if the halacha is nal that you could use anybody's shoe, so why does the pasuk say nalo, which is mashma that it has to be his shoe? So nalo aroylo, it doesn't have to actually be his shoe, but it's got to be a shoe that's usable for him. Prat legadol shein yachol lahalichbo, comes to include a shoe that's too big. Prat lekatan shein chofas rov raglo, or a shoe that's too small that doesn't cover the majority of his foot. Prat lemesulim shein lo ekev, comes to exclude a sandal that doesn't have a heel. So im kain nichtav kra. So basically, from the word nal, we see that it's got to be a nal aroy lo. We don't learn that this is the only way that the yavama goes free. Says the Gemara, well, im kain nichtav kra nal, then it would have said nal ma hanal shamet minatarti. From the word of hanal, we learn two halachas. One, we learn the halacha that it's got to be a nal that it's got to be that it could be anybody's shoe, but it has to be a shoe that's roy for him. And what we also learn is now that she goes free only through this procedure of chalitza, and she doesn't go free through get. So the Gemara thus concludes that we know that the Yavama goes free with Misa Sayavam and Dafka Chalitza. We've explained why Ineshes Ish doesn't go free through Chalitza, and we've explained why the Yavama doesn't go free through get. Okay, now we're up to the next second Mishnah in the first Baruch of Maseches Kedushin. We're going to discuss now the halacha of Eved Ivri. So just Derech HaKdama, there are four types of Eved Ivri that are discussed in the Torah. We're going to touch on all of them, not all of them in today's daf, though. So the four types are, one, a person who steals and can't repay for the Geneva, then the Beis Din will sell him to the person, the Beis Din will sell him into servitude so that he could then, so that his sale will generate funds, and then the Beis Din will go pay the person, the victim of the theft. So that he could repay the person who he stole from. Number two is an Amavriya, a girl under the age of 12 who sold by her father. Number three is an Eved Ivri, a man who sells himself due to poverty, so he wants to generate some income for himself. And number four, a Jew who sells himself to a guy. So when the Mishnah uses the term Eved Ivri Stam, it's referring to an Eved Ivri who is sold by Beis Din. We'll see in the Gemara whether the halachos that apply by an Eved who is sold by Beis Din also apply to an Eved Ivri who sells himself out of poverty to another Jew. But the halachos in the Mishnah do not apply to an Eved who sells himself to a Goy, because a Goy has a different means of affecting kinyanim, as we'll see in a minute. So says the Mishnah like this: Eved Ivri, an Eved Ivri is nikneh bekesef. He could be nikneh with kesef. So in other words, the master who wants to buy this Eved gives money to Beis Din, and Beis Din then gives the money to the victim of the theft. Ubishtar, he could also be nikneh through shtar. Vekonatzmo bishanim, and he's kona himself bishanim. After 6 years, he goes free. Ubiyovel, or if Yovel falls within the 6 year term, then he goes free. Ubi Geron Kesef, and he also goes free with Geron Kesef. So Geron Kesef is something we were discussing over the past couple of days. It means, let's say the Eved Ivri was bought for $600, so we prorate the $600 on a yearly basis. It's $100 a year. If he wants to redeem himself after 2 years, he could pay the master $400 in respect of the remaining 4 years of servitude, and he goes free. So says the Mishnah Vayitir, Yisera Lav Amar Avriya. So an Amar Avriya goes free through additional means, Shekones Atzma Bisimanim. because she is koneh herself not only with not only with Sheishanim and Yovel, but also with Simonim. In other words, when she becomes a Nara, when she turns 12, she goes free as well. Hanirtza, let's say, it says in the Torah, right, that you have a six-year term, and at the end of 6 years, you could say, you know what, I don't want to go free. So then the master does the process where he punctures the, basically drills a hole in the Eved's ear, and then the master is Kona the Eved forever. But forever in the Torah doesn't really mean forever. Hanirtza nikna beritziah, he's nikna with Ritzia, the Kona Satsma be Yovel, and he's Kona himself with Yovel. He goes free be Yovel, uba Misa Sa'adon, and he also goes free with Misa Sa'adon. And Sarashi says, Veina Oved es Yorshav, he doesn't have to be Oved the Yorshim of the master. Aval Evena Nimkar Bitchilaso Mesa Adam Besoch Shesh Mashlimin Liyarsha Vakulu Yalef Bigamara. However, Rashi points out that if an Eved is in the middle of his initial 6 year term and the master goes free, and the master dies rather, then he doesn't go free, then he has to work for the Yarshim. We'll see exactly which Yarshim. We'll get to that. So says the Gemara like this: Eved Ivri Nikna Bekesef. So an Eved Ivri can be Nikna with Kesef. Minolan, how do we know this? So Mark Rod says in the Pasuk, Mi Kesef Mikna So. It says Mikesef Miknaso, Melame Shenikna Bekesef. And Mikesef Miknaso is written Legabe, it's written Legabe an Eved who's Yisrael, an Eved Ivri who sells himself to a guy. It says Mikesef Miknaso is a reference to the fact that he can be Nikna through Kesef. Melame Shenikna Bekesef. Sa Ashkechan Eved Ivri, Hanim Karlo Bekachavim, Hoil Vekol Kenyana Bekesef. Well, I mean, okay, so this teaches me that that an Eved Ivri who is sold to a guy can be nicknamed with Kesef because all of a guy's kinyanim are through Kesef. Nimkar li Yisrael minalan. How do we know that a Nimkar li Yisrael is nicknamed through Kesef? So before we get to the answer, Tosfos over here, the top Tosfos on the page, just says, What do we mean that kol kinyana bekesef? So Tosfos quotes Rashi, who says that there is no din of meshicha. There are two ways that you could be kona metaltalin usually. Either mo's konos or meshicha kona. You could either just give money to the person who's selling you the item, or you can actually do a kinyan on the item. You could be moshech the item. So Rashi learns the Gemara that when it says that the ove kachavim is kol kinyana bekesef, he means that an ove kachavim can't be kona something through a kinyan meshicha. Tosfos doesn't like that because he brings Gemaras that say explicitly that an Ove Kochavim can be Kona with Mashicha. So what does it mean, Kol Kinyana Bekesef? So Tosfa says, what it means is that he can't be Kona, that an Akam can't be Kona Bishtar. But that Kol Kinyano, in other words, the only way for him to be Kona, an Eved Ivri, is with Kesef. Because we learned that an Eved Ivri can be Nikna with Kesef or Shtar, but an Ove Kochavim doesn't have a din of Shtar. Shtar doesn't work by an Akam. Why? Because the whole reason we learn Shtar is through, we'll get to this in the Gemara, but the whole reason we learn Shtar is through Ishus. It's through the whole concept of Gittin and Kedushin, which could be done with Shtar. Therefore, so too, you could be Kona and Eved Ivri with a Shtar. But a Goy is not Betorah's Gittin Vekedushin at all. Therefore, the Goy can't use shtar to be kone in Eved Ivri either. So that's what it means, kol kinyana bekesef. It doesn't mean that Mashiach never worked, because Mashiach does work. What it means is the only way that he could be kone in Eved Ivri is with kesef. So how do we know, we're back in the Gemara, how do we know that an Eved Hanimkar li Yisrael can be nikna with kesef? So markra vehevdei, because it says vehevdei lo nefdasa melame shemagares pidyona veyotzes, that she could be megares pinyona. We're talking about in Amar Avriya that she could do gira on kesef and she could go free. And it's apparent that if she can pay her way out of the servitude by paying the Baal, then she obviously got into the servitude because the Baal paid, because the master rather paid for her. So Ashkan Amavriya hold Mikdasha Bekesef. Mikna Bekesef. Okay, maybe that teaches me only in Amavriya because you could do Kedushin for a woman with Kesef, and the Kedushin in fact works by an Amar of Riyah, that the original Kesef could work for the purpose of Yud, therefore Mikna Bekesef. Therefore, she could also be Nikna with Kesef, but Eved Ivri Minolam, but how do I know an Eved Ivri? So Amar Kra, Ki Macha Lecha Achicha Ivri, Owa Ivriya, V'avadcha Sheishanem, Makish Ivri Le'Ivriya. So the Torah comes to compare an Ivri to an Ivriya. Just like an Amar of Riyah can be Nikna with Kesef, so too, an Eved Ivri can be nikna with kesef. Sha'ashkhan machru basin. So hol v'nimkar bal karcho. Hol v'nimkar bal karcho. So I know from this hekesh, from an Amar Avriya, I only know a hekesh of machru basin, since he could be sold since he could be sold Baal Karcho. However, and that's why he could be konen with kesef. Rashi explains, how do I know that this is dealing with a machru basin? So it says Rashi, machru b'gnevoso d'chiyim kar al yidei achere mashma, v'hadin no sein she'in nikne b'kesef below chazaka. Why? Hol v'yesh bo tzad kal she'nim kar bal karcho. After all, the guy is being sold against his will, so it's mashma that any kinyan, even a kinyan kesef without a kinyan chazaka, should work to be konen. Mocher atzmo minola. How do we know mocher atzmo? Yalef sacher sacher. So we learn a gzeir shava of sacher sacher. So says the Gemara, well, hani chalaman de yalef sacher sacher, el laman de yola yalef sacher sacher ma'ikar lamemar. So how do we know? So this is good only according to the man de Yamar who learns the gzeir shava of sacher sacher to compare mocher atzmo to machru basin. How about the man de Yamar who doesn't learn the gzeir shava of sacher sacher? What can you do? How do we learn this? So mark rav v'chi sasig, because it says v'chi sasig mosif alinyan rishon v'yilmad Elyon v'yomad Elyon mitachton, because it says v'chi sasig. Rashi explains b'mocher atzmo lovikachavim by mocher atzmo lovikachavim. It says v'chi sasig v'samchu l'parshas mocher atzmo liYisrael. It's written next to the parsha of mocher atzmo liYisrael. V'yomad nimkar liYisrael mi nimkar la'akum be'akesha, so that we make a hekesh of nimkar liYisrael for nimkar la'akum, just like nimkar la'akum is nikta through kesef. So too nimkar le'oved loved. So too nimkar liYisrael is going to be nimkar through kesef. So we'll leave off here a little bit short of the end of the daf, or a lot short, but we'll pick up tomorrow with a discussion of the Gzeir Shava of Sacher Sacher, and whether there is in fact any Mandiyamer who does not learn that Gzeir Shava.